It'd be great in that. Hey, now listen, if you're dieting and going to the gym, we're going to speak to Zoe Harcombe next. We've caught up with her a few times. She's written this book, The Harcombe Diet, and also looked into why people overeat. But she reckons you don't need to go to the gym to lose weight. We'll find out more after Putty Kendall. Beacon Radio. Right, we're going to catch up with Zoe Harcombe again. You can find out more about it by going to the website, if you go to beaconradio.co.uk, because we've got a link to her website. She's written a book called Why Do We Overeat, and also The Harcombe Diet, which she, encourages to stop calorie counting.
Yeah, I know, this is just brilliant.
Diet isn't about counting the calories, and we'll find out in a minute more about not having to exercise as well, which sounds like a welcome change from the advice you normally get. Yeah. But Zoe, I know you're in Heat magazine this week. What's that all about?
Oh, it's great. It's on, they're so cruel, though, because I'm older than all the women that they're talking about, but they're saying young and curvy versus old and skinny. So they're sort of looking at someone who's 21 and she's got a nice covering, and they're saying, oh, that's lovely, young, curvy. And then they're putting Cameron Diaz at 36 as an example of someone who's older and saying it's just not a good look when you're older and you're a bit skinny. Courtney Cox once famously said, you get to the point where you've got to sacrifice your hips for your face. And she was right. You know, you do get to the point when you might want to be a size 8 or something with your jeans, but your face is just going to look so gaunt that you've just got to make that sacrifice.
Now, Zoe, can I ask you a question? Because Joe keeps on about this, and I just think it's her, you know, with her
excuses, yeah, I think.
Exactly. Joe keeps going on about the fact that you say in one of your books, you don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah, now, true.
I think, what did you say was true?
Yeah, it is. I don't go to the gym. I'd rather do anything than go to the gym. The only people who say you have to go to the gym are the people who believe the calorie theory. So what they say is you've got to eat less and or do more to lose weight. And I just completely do not buy that theory. You know, we've had chats on this show before talking about the number of calories that we're eating now versus how many we did 25 years ago. And it's so staggering. I'm getting, you know, it's got to go out. It's a headline. You've got to start saying to people, do you not realise the ludicrousness of this advice that we're giving people? It's just utterly mad. If you truly believe that 1 pound of fat equals 3,500 calories, therefore to go down the gym and burn off an extra, I don't know, 200 calories a day, you know, it's going to help you lose 0.5 pound a week, is just madness. The whole theory is fundamentally flawed. If you want to get it back to, you know, sort of more user-friendly level, just take this as an example. You can eat in 45 seconds what it will take you 45 minutes to burn off.
So are you saying that there's no point going to the gym at all?
Right,
it's a great thing to do. Exercise is a great thing to do. It'll make you feel better. It will tone you. It'll make you feel better about your body. You know, there's lots
Isn't
of
it good for your heart as well?
It's good for your heart. It's a good thing to do, but it is not going to solve your weight problem. It really is not going to solve your weight problem.
So are you saying that gym coupled with your current eating plan, which could be, say, fairly unhealthy, isn't going to allow you to lose weight? But
no,
what
not.
About if you're eating a healthy diet and going to the gym, surely that complements...
You're back into the car then. You're into trying to get the car from London to Edinburgh, only putting in enough fuel to get to Newcastle, and then trying to flog it even harder so it will only get to Nottingham. It will conk out. What you end up with when you do that is a knackered, tired, exhausted, miserable, hungry dieter who at some point will crack because they lose a pound if they're lucky. It's like, oh, it's just not worth all the deprivation, all the hard work. I'm sorry, I'm just going to go back to eating curries and not going down the gym.
Because gosh, you've been reading my mind.
This whole calorie thing doesn't work. It's what we eat, not how much. That is so much more important in solving this obesity epidemic.
Zoe, thank you very much.